Rob glared at his guardsman. "Where were you?" he demanded of them. "I was sure you were close behind us." The men traded unhappy glances. "We were following, my lord," said Quint, the youngest of them, his beard a soft brown fuzz. "Only first, we waited for Maester Lewin and his ass. Oh, begging your pardons. And then, well, as it were..." He glanced over at Theon and quickly looked away abashed. "I spied a turkey," Theon said, annoyed by the question. "How was I to know that you'd leave the boy alone?" Rob turned his head to look at Theon once more. Bran had never seen him so angry, yet he said nothing. Finally, he knelt beside Maester Lewin. "How badly is my brother wounded?" "No more than a scratch," the maester said. He wet a cloth in a stream to clean the cut. "Two of them wear the black," he told Rob as he worked. Rob glanced over at where Stiv lay sprawled in the stream, his ragged black cloak moving fitfully as the rushing waters tugged at it. "Deserters from the Night's Watch," he said grimly. "They must have been fools to come so close to Winterfell." "Folly and desperation are oft times hard to tell apart," said Maester Lewin. "Shall we bury them, my lord?" said Quint. "They would not have buried us," Rob said. "Hack off their heads. We'll send them back to the wall. Leave the rest for the carrion crows." "And this one?" Quint jerked a thumb towards Usher.